When you think of the environmental movement, what comes to mind? Preserving wilderness at national parks or guaranteeing safe drinking water in a city? The movement is reaching out for new issues and new people, especially minorities. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today has more.
I meet Kim Smith Woodford on a rainy Friday at Euclid Creek Reservation east of Cleveland. It's a big wooded area with a trail along the creek and shelters for birthday parties. Folks from all backgrounds come to this urban oasis. The park means a lot to Smith Woodford. It's where she became more interested in the outdoors.
One day I noticed that I saw a couple people walking in the woods, and those people didn't look like me. And I didn't know. I thought, well, why are they walking over there?
The people were walking on the dirt trail, and one day Smith Woodford decided she could too.
It was just a beautiful thing, you know, to walk and hear the chipmunks running, and I've had sightings of deer, and I think I even saw a turkey.
Last year, Smith Woodford started Cleveland's Outdoor Afro Group, part of a nationwide program that has one overarching goal: get people of color, mainly African Americans, outside. The group hikes, swims, and kayaks on Lake Erie. The group stands out in a movement that hasn't always been the most welcoming to people of color. The environmental movement started more than 100 years ago with a focus on preserving the wilderness. The cause was aimed towards people who could afford to travel to distant places, national parks like Yosemite and Yellowstone.
When the U.S. environmental movement went out to protect any place in space, it's often from the perspective of middle-class, predominantly white consumers.
That's Aaron Mayer, the Sierra Club's first black president. His 2-year term recently ended. He got involved with the movement through environmental justice, a term coined in the 1980s. That focuses on injustice, like the hazardous waste sites and polluting factories primarily located in minority communities. It got much more visibility in 2014, when the drinking water supply in Flint, Michigan was contaminated with lead. Thousands of residents were exposed, and many children tested positive for lead poisoning.
Families in Flint file a federal lawsuit over the city's water crisis. They claim the water made them sick.
That's when mainstream groups started to look outward, tackling issues like safe and affordable drinking water. Groups also started looking inward after a report that year showed that only 16% of their staffers were people of color. For Joel Bremeyer, president of the Alliance for the Great Lakes,
it was a real, I think, wake-up call to many folks in the environmental community that there's a real gap here.
The Alliance has been hosting community conversations, especially in Cleveland, using residents' perspectives to guide the group's work. But there are still gaps when it comes to embracing diversity. That's according to research by the University of Michigan's Dr. Dorsita Taylor. On her surveys, some people in environmental groups said a focus on non-traditional issues is unnecessary, or that diversity leads to, quote, unintentional discrimination. Mayer says the environmental mission must be broadened, especially as blacks, Latinos, and other minorities make up more of the country's population.
If you don't bring in all perspectives, and if you don't include all of America in this movement, this environmental movement, you know, you doom the cause and you doom the outcome.
And Mayer says time is running out. The world is becoming more diverse, and the movement needs to catch up. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.